Usain Bolt won by just 0.2 seconds, and that was a blowout. Compare that to Michael Phelps' margin of victory earlier. The super swimmer won his record-tying 7th gold medal by a fraction of a fingernail, just 0.01 seconds. It was the ultimate photo finish. Except even when you study the photos and the NBC video, as I have, it's still tough to tell who came in first. Earlier today, we reached Christophe Berthaud in Beijing. He's the director of Olympic timekeeping for Omega, the official timekeeper at the Games. We asked him to explain the system used to time swimmers.
The athletes, when it arrives at the end of the swimming pool, has to exercise a pressure on a touchpad. And this contact stops the chronograph.
So is it possible that the Serbian who came in second actually just had slightly less pressure in his stroke since he was gliding?
Yes. If you look very carefully at the pictures, you see that Michael was in full action and pushed very hard, while the Serbian athlete was gliding in order to get to the pad. So that made the difference.
But the system actually measures to 0.01 seconds.
If you want to give a result with a very good accuracy at 0.01 seconds, you have to measure the 1/1000 of a second. And that's why when it comes to the rounding, based on the laws of the regulations of the International Federation, there's no doubt about the 0.01 second we are giving.
Did you go back and look at the 1/1000 of a second reading just to see?
No, the system doesn't allow it. So it's measured, but everything is encrypted.
But the Serbian team appealed what the touchpads showed.
Yes.
So you did go to a video and photo system for a backup.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a backup system that's made of 4 digital cameras. Each camera takes and records pictures of the arrival line, and we take 100 pictures per second.
So you have no doubt?
No, absolutely no doubt. Something that's also important to understand, because everyone is talking about watching the images on TV, you know that what the human eye perceives is something that lasts at least 0.1 seconds. So when we are talking about 0.01 seconds, you know, the human eye cannot perceive it. So that's why you have to go to very, very accurate system in order to really determine the ranking of the athlete.
What is the system like for measuring sprinters?
In athletics, we are using a photo finish camera. So we take 2,000 pictures per second of the arrival line.
2,000 per second.
2,000 pictures per second. And then with the computer, we rebuild the image of what happened on the finish line. You can read with a very high precision what is the exact time of each athlete.
Christophe Berthaud is director of the Omega Timekeeping at the Beijing Olympics. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.